This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the PDF version at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca. The copyright for this article belongs to the authors and is openly released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The title of this article is Online Teaching During COVID-19, An Analysis of Changing Self-Efficacy Beliefs.
Enseignement en ligne pendant la COVID-19, une analyse de l'évolution des perceptions en matière d'auto-efficacité.
The authors of this article are Julia Forgi of Victoria College, University of Toronto, Canada, Marguerite Wang and Lisa Aindak of the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, University of Toronto, Canada, and Miranda Schreiber of the University of Toronto, Canada. Abstract. This quantitative study investigated teachers' self-efficacy for teaching online compared to teaching in person during the COVID-19 pandemic. Teacher self-efficacy is a significant predictor of both teacher practice and student outcomes. During the pandemic, teachers were forced to suddenly shift their teaching online and as a result, many new challenges were faced. Teachers from three teaching contexts in Ontario, Canada completed the Ohio State Teacher Efficacy Scale and questionnaires measuring online teaching experience and training in May-June 2020, and again 1 year later, in May-June 2021. Results indicated that while the perceived self-efficacy of teachers improved over the course of the study, specifically in classroom management and student engagement, their perceived self-efficacy did not reach the levels reported for self-efficacy for in-person teaching, highlighting the persisting limitations educators experience in online learning environments. Additionally, efficacy for instructional strategies had not significantly increased by phase 2, indicating a particular need of targeted instruction for future teacher education programs. These results offer insights into the kind of experience and tools teacher education programs can extend to enhance teacher preparedness, and the conditions that best encourage improvements in self-efficacy for in-service teachers. Keywords: COVID-19, online teaching, professional development, teaching efficacy.
Résumé. Cette étude quantitative s'est intéressée à l'auto-efficacité des enseignants relativement à l'enseignement en ligne par rapport à l'enseignement en personne pendant la pandémie de COVID-19. L'auto-efficacité est un facteur déterminant de la pratique de l'enseignant et des résultats observés chez les élèves. Pendant la pandémie, les enseignants ont été contraints de passer subitement à l'enseignement en ligne et ont par conséquent dû surmonter de nombreux nouveaux obstacles. Des enseignants appartenant à trois environnements d'enseignement en Ontario, au Canada, ont répondu au questionnaire Ohio State Teacher Efficacy Scale ainsi qu'à d'autres questionnaires permettant d'évaluer l'expérience et la formation en matière d'enseignement en ligne en mai-juin 2020, puis un an plus tard, en mai-juin 2021. Les résultats indiquent que si l'auto-efficacité perçue des enseignants s'est améliorée au cours de l'étude, notamment en ce qui concerne la gestion de la classe et la participation des élèves, elle n'a pas atteint les niveaux constatés dans le cas de l'enseignement en personne. Ces données mettent en évidence le fait que les éducateurs sont toujours confrontés à des difficultés dans le cadre de l'enseignement en ligne. Par ailleurs, l'efficacité des stratégies d'enseignement n'avait pas augmenté de manière significative lors de la phase 2, ce qui laisse à penser que les programmes de formation des enseignants devront mettre en place un apprentissage à cet effet. Ces résultats donnent un aperçu du type d'expérience et d'outils que les programmes de formation des enseignants pourraient offrir pour améliorer la préparation des enseignants, et des conditions qui favorisent le plus l'amélioration de l'auto-efficacité des enseignants en exercice. Mots-clés : COVID-19, développement professionnel, efficacité de l'enseignement, enseignement en ligne.
Introduction. Teacher efficacy refers to teachers' beliefs about their ability to help students learn or to bring about desired outcomes for students. Previous research has established teacher efficacy as a significant predictor of both teacher practice and student outcomes. High levels of teaching efficacy are associated with positive effects on student educational experience and performance. For instance, teachers with higher levels of self-efficacy are more willing to implement diverse teaching strategies to support student success. While existing literature has documented the inherent challenges and promise of online education in K-12 settings, Relatively little scholarship has compared how teachers experience online learning with how they perceive in-person learning, especially in the context of the sudden, forced transition to emergency remote teaching necessitated by the pandemic. For instance, one of the potential discrepancies between online and in-person teaching during COVID-19 identified by Tia et al. Was the use of technology to emulate in-person teaching or recreate the in-person classroom experience. Tools and strategies used in in-person teaching are not entirely transferable online, and trying to emulate teaching in-person in a virtual classroom can affect teachers' perceptions of their ability to engage students and plan lessons. Furthermore, the unprecedented nature of the transition to online teaching in a time marked by great uncertainty may have heightened these effects among teachers who have not previously taught in this modality. Many teachers were suddenly required to learn how to navigate a new virtual classroom and select resources with limited support from school boards. This paper examines whether Ontario teachers' levels of self-efficacy at the start of the transition into online teaching improved as they gained more experience, and how they differ from their perceptions of self-efficacy teaching in person. The results of this inquiry offer meaningful data for teacher education programs seeking to prepare preservice educators for delivering curricula online, and highlight potential gaps and areas of focus in post-COVID-19 teacher education programs in Canada. Literature review. Emergency remote teaching. In the spring of 2020, the modality of in-person teaching suddenly shifted online due to increasing pandemic-related public health concerns. For the remainder of the school year, ERT was enacted. Emergency remote teaching is defined as a temporary shift of instructional delivery to an alternate delivery mode due to crisis circumstances. The adoption of online learning in a situation of emergency represents not only a need, but has also stimulated experts, policymakers, teachers, and learners to search for new online pedagogies and instructional methods. Ferry and colleagues concluded that ERT has given a significant boost to online learning, opening new opportunities and reflections for the educational system. Despite ERT allowing students to continue their studies amid a global pandemic, there is also evidence that it produced significant loss in educational achievement. Additionally, ERT makes it harder to support students with special needs in their learning activities. Online learning is a form of distance education that is intentional and carefully designed to create a meaningful virtual learning experience. Teachers prepare well in advance for their online classes and use pedagogical approaches for assessment, engagement, and instruction that is specific to the virtual learning environment. In contrast, the shift to ERT is temporary due to crisis circumstances, where teachers and instructors work under stressful circumstances with little to no knowledge on when the crisis will end. Thus, in ERT, the goal is not to recreate a vigorous educational ecosystem, but to provide temporary access to instruction in a way that is reliable and easily accessible during a time of crisis, such as the spring 2020 lockdown. Significance of teacher efficacy. Research on teacher efficacy illustrates the relationship between teacher practice and student outcomes. Teachers with a higher sense of efficacy are more likely to try different instructional approaches until students are successful. They tend to invest more effort in their teaching, be more enthusiastic, and persist more in the face of challenges and with students who are struggling. Teaching efficacy also relates to student outcomes such as student achievement, motivation, and students' own sense of efficacy. Additionally, there is evidence that teachers with higher levels of efficacy are more positive about implementing instructional innovation and trying new teaching methods and technologies. In contrast, teachers with lower self-efficacy are more likely to persist with ineffective instruction or to use controlling instructional management methods, which can lead to stressful student behavior and the teacher's reduced sense of personal accomplishment. Research on online teaching efficacy. Studies exploring teaching efficacy are mainly centered around in-person contexts, and research in teaching efficacy in online education is still relatively new, particularly in a Canadian K-12 context. There is some research on teaching efficacy in the context of online instruction, though much of it examines post-secondary instructors. For instance, research shows that post-secondary instructors' self-efficacy generally increases with experience teaching online. Gosselin et al. Used online teachers' self-efficacy to develop a professional development program and found that teachers' prior experience had an impact on their self-efficacy for teaching online. Similarly, Horvitz et al. Examined post-secondary instructors' self-efficacy for online teaching and found that those with more experience teaching online had higher levels of self-efficacy in online teaching. Furthermore, Self-efficacy in nurse educators correlates with number of experiences teaching online and is especially higher for those who have had supportive preparatory experiences. There is also some research representing elementary and high school teachers. Despite a negative relationship between years of teaching experience and self-efficacy in the four areas of technological pedagogical content knowledge web, experiences of web-related pedagogical practice correlated positively with self-efficacy in these areas. Regarding teachers' technology use in classrooms, Chen found that self-efficacy for teaching with technology had the most significant effect on using technology in the classroom. This finding implies that teachers who have lower levels of self-efficacy in technology may be less likely to try new technologies and use them to support their teaching. Furthermore, this notion is supported with studies indicating that successful past experiences and encounters with technology in teaching increased teachers' self-efficacy for using technology in their classrooms. Zhe and Kuman concluded that a major challenge to teacher self-efficacy research is examining the complex and comprehensive nature of the teacher self-efficacy construct. This is because a large proportion of empirical studies failed to use more complex, multidimensional measures. The current study attempts to explore the complex and nuanced nature of teaching efficacy by assessing teaching efficacy across three dimensions: instructional strategies, classroom management, and student engagement, comparing in-person to online teacher efficacy. While there is a fair amount of research on efficacy for in-person teaching and a small amount on efficacy for online teaching, little research compares teacher efficacy for in-person teaching to online instruction. Zagorski made this comparison by obtaining responses from first and second grade online teachers who had taught in both an in-person and online modality. A modified Ohio State teacher efficacy scale was administered to the teachers, and results uncovered that teachers felt more isolated teaching online than in-person and that these feelings of isolation were associated with lower self-efficacy than teaching in-person. However, it is unclear how Zagorski's study measured efficacy for in-person teaching and whether it was directly comparable to efficacy for online teaching. Drian et al. Found focus group participants reported classroom management was perceived to be easier for online instruction than for face-to-face instruction. However, this study only measured efficacy for online teaching, not for in-person teaching. Lin and Jung found that teachers of a Chinese language course considered classroom management to be easier online than in person, possibly in part due to students being more motivated to learn a foreign language online. Importantly, none of these studies were conducted with teachers who were suddenly required to move their teaching online, with little time for preparation or planning, demonstrating a further need for more research. Online teacher efficacy during COVID-19. Online teaching during COVID-19, also referred to in the literature as ERT, presented a unique challenge due to the emergency context and the speed and suddenness of the transition into an online environment. Consequently, both teachers and school boards had little time to prepare for the new modality and provide adequate support, which may have impacted teacher efficacy. There are few studies that have investigated teachers' online efficacy during COVID-19. In the context of COVID-19 ERT, it was found that teachers' general self-efficacy decreased. Similarly, Ma and colleagues found that teachers reported lower self-efficacy at the beginning of online teaching. However, online teaching efficacy levels increased after the COVID-19 pandemic concluded. A significant predictor of teacher self-efficacy during remote instruction during COVID-19 relates to the remote learning modalities schools were employing. Teachers working at schools that used online instruction alone reported the highest levels of self-efficacy in the teacher's sense of efficacy scale, while teachers who taught in schools that supported online instruction with instructional packets reported the second highest levels of overall TSEs. Finally, teachers that only delivered instruction through hard copy materials provided to students reported the lowest levels of self-efficacy. Thus, it is clear that support for online teaching affects teaching self-efficacy. DeLion and Owen looked at self-efficacy perceptions for online teaching in the context of the early stages of COVID-19. In this study, secondary teachers in Southern Ontario completed a modified version of the Michigan Nurse Educator's Sense of Efficacy for Online Teaching with subscales for student engagement, classroom management, online instruction, and use of computers. Results demonstrated that neither years of experience teaching in person nor number of online teaching experiences correlates with efficacy for online teaching. Furthermore, DeCoito and Estadia found that experienced teachers faced challenges in online teaching due to lack of readiness and lack of required technological skills. thereby impacting their self-efficacy. These results differ from previous work which showed that online teaching experience was positively correlated with self-efficacy, pointing to the emergency context of COVID-19 as a possible explanation for these differences, and thus warranting further exploration and comparison of teachers' online versus in-person teaching efficacy during COVID-19. Research by Bondura also found that highly emotional situations marked by stress can diminish self-efficacy. Furthermore, Tia et al. Described some of the potential discrepancies between online and in-person teaching during COVID-19, one being the use of technology to emulate the in-person classroom experience even if in-person teaching tools may not be entirely transferable online. This mismatch may be due to inexperience implementing online pedagogies as well as time constraints in training teachers by school administrations caused by the sudden shift to online learning and thus could also have an impact on self-efficacy. Additionally, individuals in the field of K-12 distance, online, and blended learning mentioned that teachers need to explore ways to reach students at a distance without relying on the internet. Interviewees also mentioned the importance of using video, synchronous and asynchronous, to interact with students. Similarly, Cardullo et al. Concluded that K-12 teachers faced challenges with internet connection, student engagement, and lack of interaction which reduced their self-efficacy. Thus, low-tech alternatives to online learning and an emphasis on the use of tools such as video should be considered to enhance K-12 online teaching. Research questions. A comparative analysis was performed to examine the differences between Ontario K-12 teachers' self-reported efficacy before, immediately following, and 1 year after the transition to online education prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Further analysis examining implications in teaching efficacy based on teaching context was also explored. To capture these unique concerns, the following research questions were investigated. What are teachers' levels of perceived self-efficacy for classroom management, student engagement, and instructional strategies? Are there any differences in the aforementioned areas of self-efficacy for online teaching based on time and experience? What are teachers' instructional practices in relation to teaching in an online format? This question was related to the amount of time teachers were spending planning and implementing different formats of online instruction. Are there any differences in self-efficacy across virtual, public, and private school teachers? Can differences in terms of online learning experience and training across these three groups reveal any potential implications for future teacher education programs? Methods. Research design. The following quantitative study employed online surveys and rating scales to measure teaching efficacy in both the in-person and online teaching context. Private school teachers were recruited from private and independent schools, and public and virtual school teachers were recruited using social media and were members of teaching-focused groups on Facebook. Online surveys and recruitment were determined to be the most effective way of collecting data due to the social distancing measures enacted in the province at that time as well as the urgent nature of the study. Quantitative surveys were necessary to examine gaps in teachers' efficacy in online teaching throughout the duration of the pandemic and how training and time may have influenced this process. Participants. Teachers from three teaching contexts in Ontario, Canada were recruited to participate in two phases of the study. In this study, virtual teachers refers to public school teachers in Ontario who were assigned to virtual schools during the COVID-19 pandemic and taught online for the entirety of the pandemic, offering a virtual option for students regardless of lockdown status. These teachers therefore presumably accrued more experience in online teaching than other teachers, potentially offering insights into the central research interests of this study. No participants reported having previous experience teaching online prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Participants were recruited from two main pools, private and independent schools that had previously given administrative approval for this study, and members of teaching-focused groups on Facebook, with the group's administrative approval. As virtual teachers were from public schools, they were also recruited from the Facebook groups. All teachers surveyed were in good standing with the Ontario College of Teachers. In Phase 1, which took place during the early stages of the pandemic in 2020, 372 K-12 teachers participated. Phase 2, which took place early in 2021, invited the same participants to complete the second phase of the study, with 104 teachers returning. Table 1 depicts the demographic characteristics of participants across the three teaching contexts in Phase 1. Table 1. Demographic characteristics of participants across teaching contexts in Phase 1. This study took place in two phases. During Phase 1 in 2020, early in their transition to online learning, 372 teachers completed the online OSTs twice, once while reflecting on their online teaching practices and once while reflecting on their in-person teaching practices. Prior to the pandemic, a demographic and background survey was conducted alongside the scales. During Phase 2 in early 2021, the teachers completed the online OSTs once more, this time considering their online teaching practices only. The demographic survey was administered again at this time to capture a sense of change in teaching practices and placement over time. Phase 2 surveyed 104 returning teachers. By Phase 2, all teachers had taught online for, at minimum, a substantial portion of the 2020 to 2021 school year and thus had gained additional online teaching experience. Materials. Measure of demographic background and training for online teaching. Teachers completed an online survey where they provided demographic information and reported the total number of hours spent engaging in both technical and pedagogical training for online learning. For this research study, technical training refers to training related to the use of technology and pedagogical training refers to training that targets the pedagogy of teaching online. Additionally, participants reported the number of hours in which they engaged in real-time synchronous online instruction on applications such as Zoom and asynchronous online instruction which assigned tasks to be completed independently. The Ohio State Teacher Efficacy Scale. Participants' teaching efficacy was measured using the OSTs, a 24-item self-assessment aimed at evaluating teachers' perceptions of their own ability to engage in various instructional activities. For each item, participants rated the extent to which they could engage in a particular teaching-related activity on a 9-point scale. The scale is divided into three subscales: efficacy for instructional strategies, efficacy for classroom management, and efficacy for student engagement, which have internal reliability of 0.91, 0.90, and 0.87, respectively. Table 2 depicts some sample items for each of the subscales. Table 2. Sample items from the Ohio State Teacher Efficacy Subscales. Data analysis. Quantitative data analysis was performed using SPSS. Firstly, to assess changes in teachers' self-efficacy beliefs from Phase 1 to Phase 2, paired t-tests were conducted for each of the OSTs subscales. Secondly, paired t-tests were conducted to analyze differences in teachers' pedagogical and technical training from Phase 1 to Phase 2. Analysis of variance and post-hoc tests were also conducted to examine differences in teaching efficacy, online teaching experience, and training across the three teaching groups for in-person and online teaching contexts. To determine the internal consistency of the OSTs, a reliability analysis was conducted using Cronbach's alpha. Table 3 presents the results of the reliability analysis conducted on the three iterations of the OSTs survey employed in the present study, as depicted in Table 3. The reliability of the three scales was above 0.80 for all three time points of the OSTs survey, which reflects a good level of internal consistency. Table 3. Internal consistency reliability of scales. Results. Paired t-tests were conducted for each subscale to compare teachers' efficacy at Phase 1 and Phase 2 with in-person teaching efficacy. In Phase 1, teachers' self-efficacy for instructional strategies, classroom management, and student engagement were all significantly greater for in-person teaching than online, suggesting that teachers had lower self-efficacy beliefs when first moving to an online teaching modality. The effect size, Cohen's D, was above 0.80 for all scales, indicating a large effect. Table 4. Teacher self-efficacy scores in-person versus Phase 1. Similarly, in Phase 2, teacher self-efficacy for instructional strategies, classroom management, and student engagement were significantly greater for in-person teaching than online. The effect size, Cohen's D, was above 0.50 for all scales, indicating a moderate to large effect. Table 5. Teacher self-efficacy scores in-person versus Phase 2. With respect to self-efficacy and time during online teaching, paired t-tests were conducted for each subscale to compare Phase 1 and Phase 2. Teachers reported significantly greater self-efficacy for classroom management in Phase 2 than in Phase 1. T equals minus 3.33, p.01. The effect size, Cohen's D, was 0.36, indicating a small effect. Similarly, self-efficacy for student engagement was significantly greater at Phase 2 than at Phase 1. T equals minus 4.06, P.001, D equals 0.40. The effect size, Cohen's D, was 0.40, indicating a small effect. Although teachers' efficacy scores for instructional strategies also increased by phase 2, the difference failed to reach statistical significance. Figure 1 depicts how teachers had lower self-efficacy beliefs when first shifting to an online teaching modality, but self-efficacy increased after several months of online teaching experience. However, self-efficacy scores still failed to reach in-person levels even after several months of online teaching experience. Figure 1. Mean efficacy scores of in-person, online at phase 1, and online at phase 2. Instruction modalities. To examine the impact of time on online instruction experience, paired t-tests were conducted. Teachers reported engaging in significantly more hours of synchronous instruction at phase 2 compared to phase 1. T equals minus 3.72, P.001. The effect size, Cohen's D, was 0.37, indicating a small effect. Although having decreased asynchronous instruction was not significantly different between phase 1 and phase 2. The modality of instruction implemented in Ontario schools following the abrupt transition to online learning in March 2020 was largely directed by individual school districts, and in many cases by individual schools and teachers. As such, at phase 1, there was great variability in terms of the amount of time spent implementing asynchronous and synchronous instruction, with asynchronous instruction being the primary modality for many schools. However, by phase 2, districts had implemented instructional guidelines for synchronous instruction such that all teachers were required to implement a minimum number of synchronous instructional minutes per day, depending on the grade and/or subject. Training. To compare teachers' reported technical and pedagogical training hours across phase 1 and phase 2, paired t-tests were conducted. Teachers had had significantly more technical training in online teaching by phase 2 compared to phase 1. T equals minus 3.51, P equals 0.001. The effect size, Cohen's D, was 0.34, indicating a small effect. Teachers also reported significantly more pedagogical training for online teaching in phase 2 compared to phase 1. T equals minus 2.42, P.05. The effect size, Cohen's D, was 0.24, indicating a small effect. However, no significant correlation between hours of training and teaching efficacy was observed, suggesting that the improvements in teacher self-efficacy across phase 1 and phase 2 might be more effectively explained by other factors such as increased online teaching experience. Differences across groups in phase 1 self-efficacy. An ANOVA was performed to investigate any differences in self-efficacy for online teaching between groups of teachers. Post hoc test results showed that in phase 1, virtual and private school teachers reported significantly higher self-efficacy for online teaching across all three OST subscales compared to public school teachers. The effect size, ETA squared, was above 0.06 for all scales, indicating a medium to large effect. Table 6. Teacher self-efficacy scores for public, private, and virtual teachers during phase 1. For in-person teaching, post hoc tests revealed that private and public school teachers reported significantly higher self-efficacy across all three OST subscales compared to virtual school teachers. The effect size, ETA squared, was above 0.01 for all scales, indicating a small to medium effect. Comparisons among teachers based on grades and subjects taught were explored, but no significant differences were found. This result is not surprising as online teaching in an ERT setting is extremely different from in-person modalities, and the challenges of the two differ. Furthermore, these challenges may persist regardless of the grade levels and subjects teachers taught. Instruction modalities and training. There was a significant effect of teaching context on synchronous teaching experience. F equals 199.14, Greek letter rate 2 equals 0.53, P.001. The effect size, ETA squared, was 0.53, indicating a large effect. Post hoc comparisons revealed that virtual school teachers had significantly more synchronous teaching experience than private and public school teachers. This result is expected since virtual school teachers spent the entirety of the pandemic teaching online and remained so regardless of lockdown status. These teachers therefore gained more experience in online teaching than other teachers. Interestingly, Although private school teachers spent significantly more time teaching synchronously compared to public school teachers, when it came to time spent implementing asynchronous learning, public school teachers spent significantly more time than private school and also virtual school teachers, F equals 40.33, P.001. The effect size, ETA squared, was 0.18, indicating a large effect. There was a significant effect of teaching context on technical and pedagogical training. Post hoc comparisons revealed that virtual school teachers received significantly more technical training than both public and private school teachers. F equals 15.47, P.001. The effect size, ETA squared, was 0.077, indicating a medium effect. Virtual school teachers also received more pedagogical training than public and private school teachers. F equals 10.64, P.001. The effect size, ETA squared, was 0.056, indicating a small effect. Discussion. This study offers insight into the promise and challenges of online education, revealing a narrative of positive, though perhaps insufficient, improvement in the perceived self-efficacy of teachers in Ontario, who were forced to suddenly adapt to virtual teaching in the context of an unprecedented disruption. The study results also present consequential information for teacher education, illustrating how teachers gained expertise, comfort, and efficacy in administering curricula online with the passage of time. The data collected conveys the increasing confidence and capability of teachers to engage students, manage classrooms, and deliver instruction in an unusual and difficult situation. Nevertheless, even as Phase 2 teaching efficacy exceeded self-reported efficacy in Phase 1, Phase 2 results continue to lag behind perceived self-efficacy of in-person teaching, demonstrating the persisting limitations educators experience in online learning environments. This result is contrary to previous studies regarding online classroom management, where teachers found that classroom management was easier online. Lin and Jung found that classroom management among language teachers was easier online than in person, as there was less time wasted establishing rules which allowed teachers to focus more on teaching. However, it should be noted that these teachers worked in a virtual school prior to the pandemic. This difference emphasizes the extent of the impacts of a sudden and abrupt shift into online teaching on teachers' self-efficacy. This sudden shift to online teaching, characterized by ERT in the spring of 2020, significantly impacted teachers' self-efficacy, as teachers' lack of preparedness for online teaching caused their overall self-efficacy to decrease. The backdrop of a global pandemic may have also impacted teacher outcomes in classroom management. Such teachers may have found it more challenging to manage their classrooms when circumstances were out of their control. Teachers' self-efficacy beliefs increased significantly in the domains of classroom management and student engagement with the passage of time. However, efficacy for instructional strategies had not significantly increased by Phase 2. Hours of training was not correlated with teaching efficacy, which suggests that over time, the experience gained teaching online improved teachers' self-efficacy beliefs rather than any technical or pedagogical training. While no significant association was found between teacher training and self-efficacy, there seemed to be a positive association between increased experience and higher self-reported rates of efficacy, as over time, the experience teachers gained from teaching online may have improved their feelings of self-efficacy. These results are somewhat corroborated by previous studies. Li and Tsai found a positive correlation between experiences of web-related pedagogical practice and self-efficacy in these areas. Rabinia and Anderson found that self-efficacy in nurse educators was related to the number of experiences teaching online. The more time teachers spend teaching online, the greater their efficacy was in managing their classrooms. Studies have shown that self-efficacy for online teaching increased following the COVID-19 experience, as teachers were no longer experiencing the challenges and negative effect tied to ERT. Horvitz et al. Found that semesters taught online was a significant predictor for higher levels of efficacy in classroom management, but not for instructional strategies or student engagement. Skills in classroom management and student engagement may be more easily gained with the passage of time, whereas instructional strategies may require more targeted interventions that address specific competencies. Another contributing factor to higher efficacy may have been the standardization of time dedicated to synchronous learning, which had been implemented in Ontario by Phase 2 of this study, which led to lower variability in asynchronous learning. Further quantitative analysis of variances among public, private, and virtual teachers also presents meaningful data. In phase 1, private school teachers reported higher levels of self-efficacy in online teaching, and higher levels of synchronous teaching. Although private school teachers spent significantly more time teaching synchronously compared to public school teachers, public school teachers spent significantly more time than both private school and virtual school teachers implementing asynchronous learning in phase 1, which could be a possible explanation for their lower scores of self-efficacy in all three composites compared to private and virtual teachers at that time. A possible reason why asynchronous lectures could affect teaching efficacy is the less personal nature of the format. Asynchronous lectures can be isolating as there is less direct and habitual interaction between teachers and students. Zagorski found that teachers felt more isolated teaching online than in person, and that feelings of isolation experienced teaching online were related to lower self-efficacy than teaching in person. This result contrasts with public school teachers' in-person self-efficacy, which was similar to or higher than private school teachers. The significant drop in self-efficacy in public school teachers upon shifting to an online format should be further investigated, and future research could examine possible correlations between synchronous online learning and efficacy. Divergences between the experiences of public and private teachers throughout the pandemic, and hybrid methods. There were no significant differences between teachers based on grades and subjects taught. As online teaching in an ERT setting and in-person teaching are extremely different and the challenges between the two differ for all teachers, this result is not unexpected. Furthermore, challenges pertaining to online teaching may persist no matter the grade level and subjects taught among teachers. This result is similar to the findings of Menabo et al., who found no differences in online teaching self-efficacy between primary and secondary teachers. As online self-efficacy for classroom management and student engagement significantly increased with more experience, teacher education programs hoping to improve the confidence of future online educators could deploy experiential curricula, offering preservist teachers the chance to learn firsthand the challenges of virtual education. Future teacher education programs post-COVID regarding online learning should also include elements that focus more on the pedagogy of online teaching, including instruction in lesson planning, teaching curriculum content, and online assessment. This need for further pedagogical training is supported by the research of Meissner and McKenzie in their study of 699 teachers across 9 states in the USA, exploring teachers' perceptions of self-efficacy for online teaching during the COVID-19 pandemic. Skills related to instructional strategies are not easily gained by experience, unlike classroom management and student engagement, indicating a need for professional development programs targeting online instructional strategies in particular, and the necessity to address the competencies related to online instructional strategies. School boards could implement professional development programs for teachers interested in online teaching. Teachers can feel prepared and equipped for online teaching modalities with adequate training. The rapidness of the transition into online teaching set against a backdrop of uncertainty during a global pandemic has no doubt influenced their online teaching self-efficacy. School boards can also support teachers as they go through online teacher development programs so that they persist through the program long enough to gain adequate experience and thus teaching efficacy. Limitations. This study has potential limitations. Quantitative data collected at 2 distinct time periods were compared. An analytical abstraction that assumes these 2 unique situations are commensurable. Secondly, only quantitative data were gathered, meaning that qualitative data, which may offer important insight into the aspects of teaching efficacy and experience that are not captured by quantitative analysis, were not present. The exclusion of qualitative data could limit the scope and rigor of research results, as although representing human experience numerically is often illuminating, it necessitates the exclusion of data that cannot be expressed in this form. Qualitative analysis of teacher experiences could complement the quantitative data this study gathered, potentially elaborating on some of the patterns identified. Investigating these questions will offer additional information to teacher education programs hoping to offer teachers the best possible preparation for administering curricula online. Finally, not all study participants returned to participate in phase 2. Meaning that the data collected in the second phase of the study were limited to a smaller sample size than the data collected in the first phase. This change in the data pools limits the commensurability of the results reported in each respective phase by participants. Conclusion. Teaching efficacy is an important component of student and teacher outcomes. The results of this study show that the sudden shift to online learning during the pandemic has implications for teacher self-efficacy in public, private, and virtual school teachers, and reveals potential next steps for teacher education programs. Teachers become more comfortable managing online classrooms and engaging students as time goes on, but nevertheless, teachers' efficacy scores are significantly higher in person regardless of experience gained teaching online. Although self-efficacy for instructional strategies can improve with experience, evidence from this study shows that these skills are less transferable from in-person to online than skills in student engagement and classroom management. Thus, future teacher education programs should focus particularly on skills relating to instructional strategies in online teaching. Furthermore, more in-depth comparisons of experiences between public and private teachers throughout the pandemic may reveal important ramifications on support and resources, and uncover additional information important for equitable teacher education programs. Authors: Julia Forgi is assistant professor in teaching stream and coordinator of the Education and Society Program at Victoria College, University of Toronto in Canada. She is also a certified primary junior teacher in Ontario, and her research interests include preservice and in-service teacher training, teaching efficacy, and online teaching and learning. Marguerite Wong is a Master of Arts student in the Department of Curriculum, Teaching and Learning, and research assistant at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, University of Toronto in Canada. Her research interests include plurilingualism in classrooms, education in emergencies, linguistic minority students, and language policies through an international and comparative education lens. Lisa Aindak is assistant professor in applied psychology and human development at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education at the University of Toronto in Canada, where she teaches graduate-level education students. Her research focuses on teacher and administrator professional learning, data-based decision-making, and educational leadership. Miranda Schreiber is a graduate of and research assistant at the University of Toronto in Canada, a Toronto.ist writer and researcher. Her work has appeared in The Globe and Mail, The Walrus, BBC, The Toronto Star, and the Canadian Medical Association Journal, to name a few. Her first novel, Iris and the Dead, is available for pre-order with Bookhug Press. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the Canadian Journal of Learning and Technology website, www.cjlt.ca.